Hey fans, Paige Hill here for another exciting edition of Rams Nation. First up, we step on the field and listen to the sounds of the game from the player's perspective in Wired.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
Let's rock and roll, JD. Let's rock and roll, JD. Let's rock and roll, sir. Let's rock and roll, JD. Let's rock and roll, JD. Let's go, North Philly. Let's go. What up, boy? What up, man? How are you? Hello. Hello, how are you? Jolan. Nice to meet you. Hey, let's go. Let's go. All day. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. Let's go. Let's go. Hit six shots. 1, 2, 3. Hit six shots. Let's go. Tempo, long. Tempo, all day. Tempo, kid. Tempo. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, bro. Let's go, bro. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he up. Get that fool. PBS and White Stone! Yeah! Burning like a rock stone! Yeah! Freeway forever! Yeah! Hey, Brock, we need you all day. We need you all day, my guy. We need you all day. So put your name on it. Put your name on it. Put your name on it today. Yes, sir. Put your name on it today, Coach. Put your name on it. Put your name on it. Put your name on it. All day, JD. All day, JD. All day, JD. All day, JD. All day, JD.
That linebacker, number 58.
Go! Oh, let's go! We're so getting you to sing the next one. We're so getting you to sing the next one. Play hard, play fast, play physical. Tempo, JD. Tempo, JD. Tempo, JD. Tempo.
Joe McKnight, who has a touchdown return this year, back to return, brings your line drive kick, and it's not returnable.
Early and often, kid. This is set. This is set call. It's a set call.
Sanchez in the gun. Takes, works against the blitz. They pick it up initially. The ball stripped from behind and Sanchez gets on it. Quentin Michael got his hand in it. Knocked the football away from behind Sanchez, who got on the football to avoid disaster and a turnover.
That's what we're talking about, kid. Q. Q. That's the way to go get it, boss. That's the way to go get it, Q. That's the way to go get it. First down, Danny. First down.
That's bring four. Sam has time. Launches up the seam. Caught by Austin Pettis, who went up and made a terrific catch inside the 20 at the Jets' 17-yard line.
Even better. Even better, AP. Even better, AP. Throw it away. Throw it away.
Sam, straight back, looking, throws to the end zone, wide open, touchdown, St. Louis Rams. It's Brandon Gibson with his third touchdown reception of 2012.
Oh, I love it when you get two corners staring at each other with their hands open like, I thought you had him. Well, that's good. You guys go figure it out over there. We'll celebrate a touchdown over here.
Malone, the punter, puts it down. Kick is away. It's blocked off the edge. Ball's on the turf. It's scooped and out of bounds by Quentin Michael.
Oh, you're fucking blocked.
Janoris Jenkins came off the right side of the Rams defense, laid out, and got his hands on the football to make it a 7-3 game.
Let's go. Let's go. Keep some energy up, right?
Yeah, that's what they need.
Yeah. Let's go.
That's all we need right now.
Yeah, that shit hurt. That shit hurt.
No, not that. I didn't even look.
Let's make a play. We need a turnover.
Let's go.
We need a turnover. We got to get him a short field. We got to give him a short field.
Sanchez takes, gives inside to Powell on the draw to the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, New York. Sanchez takes a knee, and that's it. Jets do not have to snap it again. They won't. A promising day from the start. The Rams went 86 with their initial possession to make it 7-0. All Jets after that point, they win it 27-13. Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown, St. Louis Rams.
We're at the GameStop in Brentwood. Coming out with a new Call of Duty Black Ops 2, and a couple of us are out here challenging some good patrons waiting in line, just challenging them to their first game.
We had the Rams players here, we had the mascot here, and it was just a crazy night with crazy people wanting to play the Rams players. It's pretty sweet, pretty intense. I think the Rams players hold their own. I think they did a good job.
It was fun, you know. I say they put up a good fight one night, as they always do. I say, but you know, like I said, we had to come out victor, you know.
Rampage is telling me I need to go play a game more of my level, I guess. Barbie, jet set, and style.
All I can say is it's all worth it. It's all worth it. Especially with all the Rams players here and whatnot. I say the whole big turnout is just pretty great. You know, I say, and then on top of that, once I get my copy, I'm going to be up all night. You know it.
Midnight release for Black Ops 2. There's a lot of people out here, more than anybody I've ever seen, coming out for a game, and, you know, they're excited. I'm awful. It's the first time I've ever played. I just did terrible. Absolutely terrible, but it was fun. They were worlds ahead of me, but it was a good time.
Shoot, I looked back outside. It was probably a good 100-150 people out there. They have a line outside. I don't know if you guys saw it, but a line to cut in front of the line if you shave your head. So they have people shaving their heads to get in the front of the line. It just shows you great dedication. And guys do willing to do anything out there to get the game early.
Ain't no thing, man. I can beat these Rams. I'm kind of scared about Greg the Leg, though. He's a beast.
Red?
Roger, he's nothing, man. All these guys are whack, man.
I'm absolutely going to shoot bullets to his face. And then I'm going to kick him out. He won't even get the game until tomorrow. I won't even let him get the game in that.
I was like concussion grenaded. But I still, it doesn't matter because people get turned on messing with me. They get turned on. I don't lose. And I'm done. Boom. Get out of here. Get off of this. I run this.
I went 34-5. I might have killed, I don't know, 15, 16 people at the end without dying. I mean, they just obviously couldn't mess with it. So, I mean, hey, if you can't take the heat, then get out of the kitchen, you know?
It was pretty cool. You know, we worked together as a cohesive unit, and, I mean, at the end of the day, it was sheer dominance.
Thanks, guys, for coming out. Go home and practice. You know, you guys, next year, man, practice. No, you guys did great. We appreciate it. Roger's a great guy, and we appreciate him coming out and bringing everybody.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10-5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
These guys may be football players, but they do have a soft side. Let's see it, and that's my dog.
That's my dog. Hey Rams fan, this is Robert Quinn, number 94, defensive end.
Robert Quinn with the rush.
And here's my dog, Sophie. Sophie's a purebred of Shih Tzu, a little over a year old. Had to go take a 3-hour drive to Kansas City to go pick her up, even when I had a 6:30 practice in the morning, but he sacrificed some time. My fiance was kind of getting lonely at home when I had to go to work, so she really wanted a dog, and she searched online and found Sophie. Her name was actually going to be Roxy, but there was a little dispute, and somehow I got stuck with Sophie, so Sophia was. But I think it's a pretty good name for her. You know, we're talking about getting another dog, and she already decides to name that one Roxy, so either way, the two names are going to be in the household. She's like a little kid. Anything that can distract her, she'll take off with. The story behind this rooster is, this is like her fourth one. Two of them she tore completely apart, took the stuffing out of them. And one I got stuck behind the refrigerator where I can't get it. So this is her fourth one. See how long this one lasts, you know? So hopefully this will tire her out for today. She's gonna have me tied in a little bit. No, she don't like me too much. She's more of a mama's girl. I have to fight for both of their attention, but hey, it's all right. I guess that's what men's supposed to do, right? She travels, jumps in the car. Like if we go on a, if we fly here to California or wherever, she's right there with us. She actually has frequent flyer miles as a dog, so does a lot of traveling. Morning routine, wake up, take her out on a walk. So she can use the bathroom and off to work where I have to put on my manly face.
And Robert Quinn just blocked the punt. Robert Quinn blocks the punt and goes out of bounds inside the 15-yard line.
Anyone that came over to the house actually fell in love with Sophie. It's kind of funny. They'll call for her first before they even say what's up to me or my fiance Christina. So it's weird. You know, I don't think I'm the only guy who likes little dogs. Like I said, I won't mention any names, but they know who they are. I don't think the dog makes the man. I think the man makes the dog. So any man that's brave enough to have a Shih Tzu in the house, hey, I give him credit. So I think I give myself some credit for having the courage to, you know, call this my dog.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10-5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
The Rams not only put in hard work on the field, but they help out in the community year-round. Let's see who the Rams get back to this time in Community Minute.
I'm Joe Romans. I work for USAA. I'm part of the Military Affairs team. And we're here to partner with the NFL and St. Louis Rams to recognize our warriors, our ladies and gentlemen in uniform. We're proud to be a part of that.
Oh, man, we had the opportunity to meet the veterans today. It was awesome. A bunch of young men and women who's done a great job serving our country, and we definitely appreciate it. But it was awful nice to meet those people today.
And hopefully they can, get some enjoyment out of watching us practice. It's boring for us, but a lot of people like watching it. And for us, they're the real heroes, not us.
It was fantastic. It's awesome to see them do what they do and to see them take time out to thank us for what we do. We really appreciate it. We got to meet with Chris Long. We got to meet with Amendola. Awesome guys. All the players were happy to come out, spend some time with us, talk to us, thank us for what we do, and we were able to thank them for doing one of our most favorite things for Americans to watch, American football.
It's kind of humbling that they would not only practice for a couple hours, but then stick around and autograph almost everybody's items. Thank you for the privilege of coming out, and hope to see you in the playoffs.
You'll see these guys on TV. You see them making big plays and doing great things, and then being here and being only like arm's reach from them and having something signed or shaking their hand or, looking at you and you looking at them, it's an experience. It's everything close, and then suddenly you realize this is happening, this is real. And they appreciate what we as uniformed service members are doing for the nation and as well for the states with the National Guard and Reserve units.
We had over 100, I believe, Army and Air Guardsmen come in today to watch the Rams practice. I can tell you, if you just took a look at their faces when they got to come up to the by the practice field and shake hands and get autographs and have football signed, it's really special for them, and they really appreciate the recognition for the tough job that they do for this country.
It means a lot to me. We all definitely appreciate it. We shouldn't take it for granted. These young men and women put their life on the line for our well-being, our safety, and we definitely appreciate it as a Rams organization, and I appreciate it.
Well, you can meet, our heroes, our men and women that serve, for our country and put their lives on the line every day. It's just very honorable to be in their presence and, let them know that they're much appreciated and just as much as they're a fan of me and in the St. Louis Rams, I'm a fan of them as well.
It's thrilling to see a venue like the St. Louis Rams care so much for those that protect and defend our great country. So thank you, St. Louis Rams.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
Welcome back to Rams Nation. Next up, we take a seat under the lights in an exclusive interview with one of your favorite St. Louis Rams. Let's check it out.
Jackson, number 39, running back.
Take and give to Steven up the middle to the 5, end zone, touchdown, Steven Jackson. First rushing touchdown of the season for SJ39.
My touchdown celebration that I have is that I mimic the football as a set of dice, and I just roll it. It's a hometown homage, showing love to Las Vegas, Nevada, where I'm from. And, I figure 7 points, 7 dice, winner.
He's on his way to the end zone, touchdown, Steven Jackson.
I only have really one pregame ritual, and that's I have a cup of coffee an hour before kickoff. And that's just, it's just something I've been doing for so long. It gives me the caffeine jump, of course, but it's something a little odd and different. A lot of guys always, when they first see me do it, kind of raise an eyebrow. Also, when my dad would go to work, he's a big coffee drinker, so it's like me telling myself time to go to work.
And that running back, number 39, Steven.
London. I've had a chance to visit London a few times. This past trip was my third time there. You know, the The sights, the food, the people. I mean, it's never a dull moment there. That is a city that never sleeps, actually. And, you know, Tower of London is one of the one of my favorite sights of all in all the world. You know, seeing the diamond jewels, unbelievable. Just to see the history and how they keep up with it. The traveling wasn't so bad, you know. It was an eight-hour flight, but the way the organization handled it, that we flew overnight. Once we got there, we went into a whole play safety deal with some kids in London, teaching them how to play football. But we kept ourselves, you know, going, trying to beat the jet lag. So time the nightfall in London time, we were, you know, pretty tired, and our body clocks couldn't adapt. Play 60 event in London was, it was pretty cool. We had a chance to actually interact with the London kids that had really no clue about American football. So we had to teach them some of the very basic things. As a running back group, I taught the kids how to take a handoff. And they didn't even know what a handoff was. So it was really cool. It was fun to really just go back to the basic of football and kind of test myself as being a coach. I hope I passed. But, you know, they were more looking forward to the big hits. You know, everyone wants to make a highlight. Wembley is a historical site, and everyone doesn't get to play there. Every good team don't get to play there. So it's reserved for, like, very, very special events and special matches. So for us to be able to take part in that, I mean, it's unbelievable that I actually had a chance to play there. The fans in London were very knowledgeable about American football. They all had their different teams and representatives of who they followed and who they liked. And I mean, the St. Louis Rams were well represented there. I thought, you know, they really did a good job of hosting us, and it was a great turnout.
Thanks for joining us, Rams fans, and stay tuned next week as we bring you more action on Rams Nation. And follow us online at stlouisrams.com for continuous updates throughout the week.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
An RBN production.